This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. Mr. Merz arrived at Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel International Airport in Ahmedabad early this morning. German Chancellor is on a two-day official visit to India at the invitation of Prime Minister Modi. Mr. Merz will pay homage at Sabarmati Ashram today and participate in the International Kite Festival, reflecting the cultural ties between the two countries. Later in the day, the German Chancellor will visit Dandi Kutir, a museum dedicated to Mahatma Gandhi's life and India's freedom movement. Tomorrow, Mr. Merz will travel to Bengaluru, where he will visit Bosch's Adugodi campus, highlighting Indo-German collaboration in manufacturing and innovation. Today is National Youth Day. It commemorates the birth anniversary of Swami Vivekanand. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the concluding session of the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi this evening. Mr. Modi will interact with around 3,000 youth from across the country, along with young delegates representing the international diaspora. During the program, Prime Minister will release essay compilation for Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026, comprising selected essays authored by young participants on India's developmental priorities and long-term nation-building goals. Details on this from our correspondent.
The Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue, now in its second edition, is a national platform designed to facilitate structured engagement between India's youth and national leadership. Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue aligns with the Prime Minister's Independence Day call to engage 1 lakh youth in politics without political affiliation and provide them a national platform to make their ideas for Viksit Bharat a reality. Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026, which began on Friday, has witnessed participation from over 50 lakh youth across the country at various levels. The young leaders converging at the national level championship have been selected through a rigorous merit-based 3-stage selection process comprising a nationwide digital quiz, an essay challenge, and state-level vision presentations. The second edition of the dialogue builds upon the success of its inaugural edition with key new additions, including the introduction of Design for Bharat, Tech for Viksit Bharat, Hack for a Social Cause, expanded thematic engagements, and international participation for the first time, further strengthening the dialogue, scope, and impact. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, will launch PSLV C-62 EOS-N1 mission at 10:17 a.m. today from Satish Dhawan Space Centre in Sriharikota. This mission will mark the 64th flight of PSLV, India's most reliable and successful launch vehicle. The mission is being carried out by New Space India Limited and represents the 9th dedicated commercial mission to build and launch an Earth observation satellite. Union Minister Prahlad Joshi has called for international cooperation to support developing countries in scaling up renewable energy capacity without compromising development aspirations. The Minister for New and Renewable Energy made the remarks at the 16th IRNA Assembly in Abu Dhabi, UAE yesterday. The minister noted that the global energy transition will require unprecedented investment and cooperation. The death toll in the crackdown on nationwide protests in Iran spiked to 538. U.S.-based human rights activist news agency said, of those killed, 490 are protesters and 48 are members of the security forces, warning the toll is likely to go up. The agency also said over 10,600 people have been detained. With the internet down in Iran and phone lines cut off, gauging the demonstrations from abroad has grown more difficult. In men's cricket, hosts India defeated New Zealand by 4 wickets in the first ODI of the 3-match series at Vadodara, Gujarat. Chasing a target of 301 runs, India overhauled the score, posting 306 for the loss of 6 wickets in 49 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.